away in the daytime.
Now, you mentioned a safe. What was this?
Well, that's put your dishes and things in. See, you put your cooking utensils on the bottom and your chinaware and stuff up on the top.
Was this built in or was this separate?
Well, it is separate. And shelved in two compartments.
It had compartments and what else?
It had two compartments. Down below was for your cooking utensils, you see. Then up above was for your dishes and things.
And what did they sit on?
They had shelves in there. They had four or five shelves above and about three shelves below.
Did you have one of those long pieces of furniture that you could sit on or lie on?
No, we didn't have anything like that. We had a lot of cane bottom chairs.
Did you get a piece of furniture that you could put your underwear and your shirts and socks and things like that in eventually?
We had trunks, had big trunks we put those in.
And what did you replace the trunks with?
What did you have that?
When you got rid of the trunks.
Well, we put them in went closets then when they got away from the trunks. We put them in closets. Built-in closets in the house.
Did you ever have one of those movable closets?
No.
Were they common?
Well, they had what they'd call a wardrobe then. It is a big, great. It's something similar to a closet. Yes, you put a lot of clothes in there. It's on rollers, and you could roll it around over different places in the house. But
did you have anything you called a bureau?
Yeah, we had old bureaus, and they had marble tops.
They were dandy, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Pitcher and a wash basin.
Yeah, that's right. Put those on the washstand. You'd have a bureau to have a glass on it, and your washstand just have a little place for your rack, for your towels and pitcher and bowl.
Did you ever have one of those pieces of furniture with drawers you could pull out to put your things in on the ranch?
No, not for a long time. A lot later days we got the dressers and things like that.
And on the windows, what did you have? Glass, and then what did you have that you could...
Just had, sometimes didn't have any shade at all. Sometimes you'd have a little old green blind you could pull down and roll up.
And did you have trouble with insects in the winter or in the summer getting
into
your woods?
Yes, you did, especially of a night when you had a coal oil lamp, you know, they'd come with that light. And you had to keep the screen shut or you'd turn your light out, you couldn't stay in there.
Did you have any trouble with insects eating your woolen goods?
Well, yes, they did. I remember my mother used to take some mothballs and things and put around in the trunks to keep the moths out when they'd put them away for the winter or put them away for the summer.
Were you born here?
Yes, I was born here. I was the first white child born in this county.
My goodness. I have an uncle up in Elk City who walked in, I guess. He's Clyde Beeson. He used to be a game ranger.
But I know of him, yeah.
He's retired now.
Yeah, I know of him.
I talked to his mother. She's 93.
That's so?
The strange thing about that, she was born when her daddy was 68.
Well,
so he was born in 1800.
That was way back there, wasn't it?
Yeah. Did you have an upstairs in your house?
No, just one story.
What would you call that part in a house, let's say, if this were your ceiling and then just above this was the roof?
Well, that'd be the attic. Above that.
Well, I was talking about the rooms in your house. Did you have a place where you could put canned goods and things like this?
Well, we had an old cellar that we put all that stuff in.